Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn, and you're listening to Chamber Chat here on KIUP or ESPN Radio. Kelly with Rocky Mountain Chocolate. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
You know, if I was any better, I'd have a twin. So, you know, we're golden. But I first, thank you. You brought some fudge. Nobody ever brings me, you know, food or anything. So first off, you've scored wonderful points.
Awesome. I'm glad you like it.
Well, I haven't eaten it yet.
Yeah, but you will.
But it looks good.
It does.
And there's three different flavors.
There is.
So what are the flavors?
So I believe I brought you vanilla peanut butter.
Yum.
And then old fashioned, which is a customer favorite.
Uh-huh.
And caramel pecan, which is my favorite.
Yummy. Wow, you've scored some points. And there's some truffles in there, too?
There's samples of our milk chocolate truffles. We figured we needed to sweeten you guys up.
Well, me especially. You know, all the staff I have with Rita and Jennifer and Peggy, they're already sweet, so maybe I shouldn't share.
Sharing is caring. It's good for the soul.
I like the way you think, Kelly. So I want to, first off, thank you for what Rocky Mountain Chocolate does for our troops. And you, Rocky Mountain Chocolate, you manage the store downtown. And is that one of the few, like, corporate-owned stores?
We have three corporate-owned stores. We have one in Peoria.
Okay.
And then the other one is new in, it's not far from that location. I'm trying to think what
sure.
it's called.
It's out there. Mm-hmm.
We just acquired that one.
Okay. And then kind of here in Durango.
Yeah. So it's more like a Chicago, closer to Chicago.
Yeah. Wow. So the corporate headquarters for Rocky Mountain Chocolate are here in Durango.
Yes.
Right across the street.
This is where it all started.
Yeah. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. What year did it all start? Do you know?
1981.
Oh, bam. There you go. So I came to Durango in 1982.
Oh, very nice.
Long before you were born.
So you saw the original store.
Yes. Yeah. And I've watched that grow, and it is amazing what Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory's done.
Yeah. So. It was in a very small building, which is located at Sizzling Siam.
Yes. That's right. Yeah.
Super small.
Yep.
I actually just saw some pictures not long ago of how small the workspace was.
Oh, and it was amazing back then, and amazing chocolate, and even better. And so let me ask you this. How did you guys come up with the idea to donate the fudge? Buy a pound of fudge, and you'll donate a pound to the troops. So tell me about this.
I'm not really sure how the whole idea came about, but I think it started in about 2010.
Uh-huh.
And the idea is fudge actually travels safe. It doesn't melt.
Oh, good.
You have to take it back up to its cooking temperature. So
That
is why it works so well. And it goes great in care packages.
Right.
So that pretty much sums it up.
Okay. So how does this work? If, you know, someone wants to, you know, says, I'm going to buy myself a pound of fudge and I want to donate a pound of fudge to the troops.
So we have two options. You can come into the store or you can call the store.
Okay.
And you pick out your fudge. It's about $15.95 a pound.
Uh-huh.
So 1 pound block. And then when you buy that pound, we donate that pound.
Okay.
To those men and women serving. And it's not just the troops, it's locally as well.
Okay.
And you can, if you're not a fudge person, you don't like to eat fudge, you have the option of donating both of your pounds.
Oh, so you can come in and pay for the 2 pounds
You pay for 1 pound.
1 pound,
and
I'm
then
sorry.
We donate 2 pounds.
So is what I'm holding, is this a pound?
That's a 1 pound block, yes.
So this is a 1 pound block. This feels like more than a pound. Wow.
Nope.
So this is, let's say, about 3 inches by 2 by like an inch and a half thick.
Yep.
That's a chunk of fudge.
And we're one of the only stores that packages it like that because we actually service the internet orders as well.
Okay.
So, but you can mix and match. You can do a half a pound of one and a half a pound of another.
Right.
So you don't have to just get one kind.
And how then do you distribute it out to, you know, the military? And I think you also do first responders or the firefighters?
Yeah, we actually have it distributed through the factory now.
Okay.
And they'll ship it off to various places, and those areas will make the care packages up and ship them off to those who are deployed and and so on.
Right. And so let's say if somebody, whether they're in Afghanistan or they're serving at Fort Bragg or wherever, they possibly could receive this. Now, can if somebody says, so I have, okay, so true story, my stepson is, him and his wife are both helicopter pilots in the Coast Guard. So they're in Mobile, Alabama. Could I specifically say, I want some to go to Mobile, Alabama?
I don't really have that option, but if okay. you want to ship.
Oh, I could do it personally.
You can ship it through our store personally.
Oh, yeah. Very cool. So,
if you say, I want to ship fudge, mm-hmm. and you still want to donate it as well, we can ship the package for you, and then the others will go off to those.
Oh, that's a great way of doing
yeah.
it. So then you're kind of like paying it forward twice.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool. So, yeah. And how does somebody, either can they come into the store you say, or go online or
they
what?
They can go into the store. They can go online. Online, we'll go through our online store.
Uh-huh.
I posted on our Facebook our store phone number, so you okay. can call me at the store and I can take orders over the phone.
What's that number?
It's 970-259-1408.
259-1408.
Yep.
One more time, 259-1408, because people really aren't writing down on the pan. But you can also, I'm sure, Google Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, Durango, and the downtown store.
Yeah,
which
so
is...
I've given all the information online.
Wow.
And I listed it as an event, so it keeps popping up into uh-huh. the Facebook. So if you're interested, it'll be keep showing up on your feed so you
okay.
don't forget about it throughout the month.
Oh, there you go. Just go to Facebook and like you, and then go get fudge and like it more.
Exactly.
So now you were at Coffee at Carver's, and you talked about this. Now, you're military family?
I come from a military family. It starts way back when.
Yeah.
My dad is a war veteran.
Wow.
He is retired. He did 23 years in the military.
Wow. Thank him for his service. Yeah.
I grew up on the bases. I've been at the other end of packaging these gift packages
sure.
for Desert Storm
packages,
in Somalia.
Right.
And so it's
wow.
definitely, it hits close to my heart. So when I started with the company.
Mm-hmm.
I started right at this time of year last year. So it was my first round.
Yeah.
So I actually really enjoy this just because my dad's entire family is military.
And what branch of service is it? Really?
Mostly Army. Mm-hmm. My mom's dad was a Marine.
Wow.
So my dad's mom was a sergeant in World War II.
Wow.
In one of the first women's divisions.
Oh, man, so, I bet your Thanksgiving conversations are entertaining.
Yeah, definitely interesting. She was mostly on the Red Cross side. But,
right, but still.
But, yeah, I mean, it just goes all the way.
Well, and did you ever go in the military?
I did not.
Well, why not?
I decided to leave Pennsylvania, come to Colorado, and get married and have kids.
Well, there you go. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's
nothing wrong with that.
You know, that's like military. You got to tell those kids when to do it, how to do it, and what
yeah,
to do. And you know,
exactly.
And I always say you teach them the first 2 years to walk and talk, and the rest to shut up and sit down. But you know, that's beside. So what is the best thing about your job at Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory?
My job is making people happy when they walk out that door.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And
you can't be grumpy in a chocolate place.
No, especially
it
when you walk.
Everybody's day.
Well, and you walk by, and I have to tell you, one of the best pictures I have of my mom. My mom passed away in April. She lived at Sunshine Gardens, but is sitting next to that bear.
Yeah.
Downtown. And that picture, and she just wanted to have her picture taken with that. And so, all right, Mom, we got out of the wheelchair, sat her by the bench, and had the bear put its arm around her, and she loved that.
And if you look at Truffles right now, he's all fresh and new. And
Truffles, that's his name.
Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
He's got his patriotic hat on.
Love it.
Ready to go.
Yeah. So that you can come in and buy your fudge and then pay it forward with a pound of fudge.
Exactly.
Wow. Now, I'm sure you never get grumpy customers in there, but what do you do to overcome them so they walk out happy?
Well, we start with samples. You got to get that taste, those taste buds flowing.
Right. So you can come in and sample anything.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Most of it you can sample, but hopefully we are offering the sample before
yeah.
you ask for it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So if I came in and if I were to say, okay, I don't even know, like caramel. If I said, okay, I really like caramel and I like pecans. I mean, you know, the truffle. Can you then say, oh, here, try this and then cut a piece and say, see if you like this?
Most of the time we can.
Okay.
Because then we'll just sample it out to the next customer.
Right. Okay. Okay. Because I, you know, there's sometimes I'm looking. It's like when you get the box of candy. Mm-hmm. And you know, luckily you have that cheat sheet on there. But sometimes I look and go, well, I don't know if I need to take a bite. My wife does this and drives me crazy. But she'll literally take it and cut it and then eat it and then leave half of the candy back in the box.
I will do it too.
What?
I have a teenage son that eats anything.
Oh, well, okay. So there you go. You got that out. So when, yeah, but you know, and sometimes I'm always like, well, I wonder if I would like that flavor. You know, and usually I like any kind of chocolate and any kind of candy, but, you know, sometimes I like the maple ones. I'm like, oh, a little stronger than I might. But, you know, but that's something you can come in and try.
Yeah, typically we can do that just because we'll share that sample with somebody else.
Okay. Well, maybe I could just stand in line all the time and just kind of wait for someone to have a sample.
You'll be that customer.
I can take care of that, Kelly. You can give forward that to me. So you've been at Rocky Mountain now, you said, for about a year.
About a year. I just had my one-year anniversary.
Congrats, yeah.
I've been in retail forever.
Yeah. And did you, when you moved to Colorado from Pennsylvania, did you seek out Rocky Mountain? And was it one of those things you said, I want to work for that chocolate company?
I actually didn't. I was recruited.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah?
Yeah. So I thought about it, and I like to work with food. And I like retail, and I actually just like people in general.
Right. Well, so, hire for personality, train for everything else is what I always say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're either meant for that type of job or you're not.
Right. Right.
And this is what I've been doing for as long as I can remember.
Yeah. Well, good for you. So, again, just a reminder, people just tuned in. I'm talking with Kelly from Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, the manager of the downtown store. And did you say 540 Main?
561 Main.
Oh, I wasn't even close. But, I was in the right block. Excuse me. And again, right now through the month of July, tell me what's going on.
For the month of July, we do our sweets for service. And when you buy a pound of fudge, we donate a pound of fudge to those who are serving abroad and locally.
Okay.
And they're going to, a lot of the care packages go out over the holidays. So first we gather it. Last year we did over 800 pounds. This year our goal is 900 pounds.
800 pounds last year, 900 this year.
Just in July.
I say we go for 1,000.
So just in July.
Wow. So, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, the block, I mean, it is like a little brick. And the nice part, you said, doesn't melt.
Nope.
And you guys work, I think you said, with Blue Star Moms? Or
we do.
Uh-huh.
And we'll probably be working with some others as far as our locals go. We haven't quite pinpointed those. We may ask for some volunteers or to package or.
So you know, if somebody's listening, can they contact you then at the store and say, hey, I want to volunteer and help?
They can.
And that number one more time?
970-259-1408.
259-1408. What have we forgotten? What have I forgot to ask you?
I don't think we've forgotten anything.
No?
I think we've been pretty good.
I can tell you're military because you got a camo shirt on. This is a gray, white.
Sweets for service shirt.
Oh, sweets for service. I like that. Yeah. Can I get one of those? I'm just kidding.
Up with one for you.
You hooked me up with some fudge. I better not push my luck. You'd be like, this chamber guy, what's up with him, right? So, well, thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it. And extend a big thank you to everybody at Rocky Mountain Chocolate for doing the sweets for service, because that is such a great thing. And I can only imagine the troops getting the fudge going, oh my gosh, look what we got.
Yeah.
So
it's definitely, it brightens people's day.
Absolutely. Website?
www.rockymountainchocolatefactory.com. And then we have our Facebook for Durango as well.
Very cool. Well, thank you again, Kelly, for coming in.
Thank you.
And yes or no?
I appreciate this.
Well, anytime. Yes or no? Quick question. I hear you guys also do a lot of the Sherry's Berries.
We do.
That's an inside secret trade secret, I think, because I toured the factory. And I said, yeah, we do like 90% of the strawberries for Sherry's Berries right here in Durango.
Yeah.
That is absolutely. So cool.
What's your favorite chocolate?
My favorite chocolate? Yeah. I like white chocolate.
You like white chocolate?
I like white chocolate.
Specific?
No. Just white chocolate is my favorite. So, yeah. Go figure.
I'm a dark chocolate girl.
Yeah. I like white chocolate. I also like the caramel flavor. So, anyway, or caramel. Is it caramel or caramel?
It depends on where you come from.
Okay.
It's kind of like pralines and pralines, which we do at the store too.
Tomato, tomato.
Exactly.
All right. Well, on that one, I got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. And don't forget, sweets for service. Get down to Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory and pay it forward. Have a great day.